Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Congratulations to Joanne, who called in and won our four tickets to Gallagher Square for the Padres game today. Everybody else still dialing in. Appreciate you calling. Appreciate you listening. Better luck next time. We can only take one winner, unfortunately. But again, you can go to Padres.com, get your own tickets for this afternoon's game. This hour of Ben and Woods brought to you by Indeed. With Indeed, you don't need a storm to catch lightning in a bottle. Find great people fast with hiring tools like Instant Match, which searches millions of resumes in Indeed's database to deliver people whose resumes fit your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Well, you knew the Padres weren't going to make it through the season without at least one pitcher needing to go under the knife. And it has already happened. We'll get you that update right after this check of traffic with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan. Woods, I'll have to admit that even trusting old me got a little suspicious when, after 1 week of reporters asking Jace Tingler, what's the story on Adrian Morihone's injury? Remember, it was a week ago Sunday in Texas that he had to leave the game in the first inning, experiencing forearm tightness, elbow tightness, which is always, always the first symptom in a torn ligament that requires season-ending Tommy John surgery. But, of course, they're not going to make that announcement right away. They've got to do doctors. They've got to do MRIs. Got to go through the whole process. But that process doesn't generally take a day or two. Usually have a decision. And you know, day after day passes, and you hear stories. With the doctors, we called them. They didn't call us back. And we go, what? You're a professional sports team. The doctors call you back, even after hours. We missed him. It was 5:01. They were off the clock.
Yeah, at lunch.
We've got a pitcher here who's trying to see if, you know, he's going to be out for the next 14 to 16 months and needs surgery. So I kept, even trusting me started to think, I don't think this is good news coming for Adrian Morihone. Finally, yesterday, before the game, Jace Tingler was asked again, and he said, yeah, we got an update. I haven't really sat down with Adrian yet, so I'm going to wait until after the game.
Yeah, no.
To let you know. So then finally, after the game, Jace Tingler is asked one last time, what's the story on Adrian Morihone's left elbow? And Jay said, yeah, he actually had the Tommy John surgery earlier today.
Holy smokes.
So,
okay.
All so right. It happened pretty quickly. Dr. Neil Elitrosh performed the procedure, which reportedly was successful. I've never heard reports of an unsuccessful surgery.
Botched it. Totally botched it.
Just botched that surgery.
Yeah.
Boxed it up badly.
Yeah, it's probably it for him.
So he will miss the rest of the season and likely at least half of next year as he embarks on that, again, 14 to 16-month rehab process. Now, he's 21 years old. He's very young. A lot of pitchers have had this and gone on to have great careers. But he's going to be, when he comes back, in an interesting spot because he, you know, hopefully will be coming back to a Padres rotation that's absolutely loaded next season. Then again, you know, there could be other injuries and they could be eagerly awaiting his return by the middle of next season. But, yeah, it's a blow. I mean, the Padres have gotten great pitching, but every arm you lose just makes you that thinner at the position.
Yep.
As, you know, we're only 19 games into a 162-game schedule. So what shoe drops next? Well, you don't know, and you keep your fingers crossed that the Padres can stay healthy. If they can, then they have enough pitching. But they lose a couple more guys, and all of a sudden, that great pitching staff that we've seen so far this season, and it's been great, Woods.
There's no doubt about it.
There's no two ways around it. They have the lowest team ERA in baseball. It's been great. You can't survive too many injuries, though. One, all right, you know, we'll move forward. You're getting to Nelson Lamet back today. Good timing to get an ace back when you're losing your fifth starter in your rotation. But still, that's a tough blow for Adrian Morihone, and wish him the best of luck as he embarks on that. Fortunately, he's got a lot of teammates who can say, hey, you know, I went through the process, and you know, it's rough. Here's how it goes, though. Keep your chin up. Here's do your rehab. You'll be back, because a lot of Padres have gone through it, including Chris Paddock, last night's starter.
Yeah, it's tough, man. It's I don't know enough about, you know, the recovery. It does, you know, you see those stories. Guys had one, maybe two Tommy Johns. They come back. They're throwing better, harder. They feel more confident. If you do the work, you do the rehab the right way, you can definitely still have a really, really good major league career after getting that surgery. So it's a bummer for Adrian. He's been hurt a lot. He's been hurt a lot since he was one of those big kind of prizes that AJ signed a few years back. And he's just been hurt a lot. And you don't help the team much, Benny, when you're constantly rehabbing. But, you know, I don't know how much we were really counting on Adrian Morihone this year. We like to watch him pitch. I know that. He's fun to watch pitch. He's got really good stuff. And we kind of envisioned him as being, you know, the Julio Urias of the San Diego Padres. They have that same makeup, that same mentality. It's just a bummer that he's not going to be on the field and starting his career.
And, you know, now Ryan Weathers, who's already stepped up somewhat, probably going to be asked to shoulder a greater load. At some point, you're going to need Mackenzie Gore, I think, as well, to see if he can come up and make his debut and fulfill that promise that we've heard about for the last few years from the Padres minor league system. But on a similar note, I was on that Zoom with Jace Tingler before the game, and a lot of the questions, and I actually had questions as well. I haven't asked Jace a question in one of those Zooms in a couple of weeks. I just let the regular reporters do it for the most part. But he had both Manny Machado and Fernando Tatis Jr. out of the starting lineup yesterday. Now, I don't think anyone can argue Manny needs a day off. You know, he put his body on the line in that Dodgers series. He's been playing almost every day. He had one game that he DH'd in Texas. Otherwise, he's been out there every single game, and it wasn't surprising. Tingler had kind of said Manny's going to get a day here soon. Wasn't surprised to see Manny taken, especially a tough starter, you know, give him an opportunity to rest for a game. I would have thought, though, you'd choose a day when, you know, well, Fernando Tatis Jr. will be in the lineup that day. You don't generally give both of your stars the same day off. So I kind of followed up and said, fans were going, well, why not give like Tatis the day off today, Wednesday, and Manny the day off Tuesday to split it up so you're not, you know, taking two giant bats out of your lineup at the same time.
Well, really one giant bat right now.
Yeah. I mean, true. And I think part of my gist was, is this also kind of a day off for Tatis because he's struggling as opposed to, you know, rest or injury concern? And Tingler didn't kind of take that bait. He said Tatis has played a lot of high leverage innings already. You know, the Dodgers series, very intense baseball. And he said, I would be kicking myself if we pushed him too fast, too quickly.
Sure.
And, you know, did something that caused a setback or, you know, caused that shoulder to, you know, pop out of its socket, anything like that. And I think he just felt like, I don't even want to push it another day. I planned on Manny taking the day off. We're going to keep that. And I don't want to push it another day. I want him there for the whole Dodgers series coming up, four games. So the plan is Tatis back today and should be able to play all four games of the Dodgers series. And then things reset, Woods. And I know it feels weird since we're less than 20 games into a 162-game season. Shouldn't really be talking about fatigue and, you know, the dog days of April are already here. The Padres have played more baseball than any other team by quite a bit. First of all, they're the only team in the entire major leagues to have played 19 games at this point. Plus, they've had a 12-inning game recently, and they had another, I believe, extra-inning 10-inning game earlier. So when it comes to actual innings on the field, if you look at the list of players who have played the most baseball in the first 3 weeks of the season, 3 weeks tomorrow, they're all Padres.
It's Jake Cronenworth, number one. It's Jerickson Profar, number two. It's Eric Hosmer, number three. And Manny is right up there as well. You are absolutely right. I have no problem whatsoever. I didn't have any problem with them. Look, my guy that just came off of his shoulder injury, I'm sorry, I don't want him up there flailing at 98. I just don't. 98-mile-an-hour cutters, you know, painting the outside corner, forget it. That's not – it's just not conducive to getting healthy. They put him in last night for a pinch hit. We're talking about Fernando Tatis Jr. They put him in for a pinch hit for a guy that threw, you know, 91, 92. What happened? Got a hit. I want his confidence building. I want his confidence rising. I want him healthy.
By the way, Eric Yardley –
oh, yeah.
Was
he former Padre?
Side armor. I think he was on the Padres.
It was Yardley
for a hot
and then
minute.
Boxberger. I'm like, here we go.
When Ha-Sung Kim came up against Yardley, I'm going, he's getting a hit against this guy.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of the pitchers in the Korean baseball organization have those funky sidearm deliveries. He's seen this a million times. Here comes a hit for Kim and
murdered
boom,
it.
First pitch right into left field. I'm going, dang, I wish I could have done one of those instant bets on
Kim's
hit.
Like,
hit for Kim here. He's seen this before,
Kim's
I guarantee you.
In the on-deck circle, like, oh, thank you, God. Here we go.
This is what baseball looks like in Korea. I can do this.
Corbin Burns is not the remedy for, I really need to. My timing feels really good. I need to get right today. I'm going to do it against Corbin Burns.
So I followed up with Jace Tingler, and I asked him another question because, okay, all that, you know, all the time you've played, spent out on the field, at what point do you get concerned about the lack of offense? And he said, I thought it was a fair answer. He said, I really do believe you may not see it after 20 games. You may not see it after 40 games, but we have talent and we have depth. And by the time you get to 60 games and beyond, it will start to assert itself. You know, we faced a lot of tough pitchers and we're struggling offensively right now. So we're not breaking out in a big way, but the talent we have will show itself in the long run, and you will start to see that, he said, as this season goes on. He's very confident that this team is going to remain as good as we all expect it to be. Even though they're 10-9 right now, Jay Stingler says over 162 games, there's just no way he doesn't think this team is going to be one of the best teams in baseball. He sees it. He believes it. He believes it with everything you can tell in his heart as a manager that this is going to be a really good team.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, you look at the Brewers, and what have we been sitting in here saying? Their offense is, you know, it is what it is. It's kind of inept. Benny, their run differential is 22. They're plus 22. The Padres' run differential is plus 5. And by all accounts, should be much, much higher. They should have scored way more runs than they have this season. Lots of grounded into double plays, lots of leaving runners on base, lots and lots. I think they're leading the league in both of those categories. It's not a good recipe for offensive success. They have been getting guys on. They're not getting them in. That's it. That's the answer. Get those guys that work their way on base, get them in. Seems simple. It's not simple. But I agree with him in the fact that the law of averages tells you that you keep getting guys on base, at some point you will be getting them.
I mean, they even got a hit with a runner in scoring position yesterday. Tommy Pham blooped one, Tommy Pham was on second.
On second.
He got one blooped in, and they did not score because he had to hold up and did not round third, and they left the bases loaded.
Yeah, I mean, when it's Jackie Bradley Jr. out there, and he got a bad jump on the ball, but he's one of the best defensive center fielders of all time, you have to assume he's going to catch that ball, especially the way things have been going against you lately. I tweeted.
Now,
the
catch by McKinney was nuts.
Was unbelievable.
That should have been a 2-run double.
No doubt.
And maybe you're back in the game at that point.
It was unbelievable.
Padres also are getting a little unlucky. That's true as well. All these things are true. They are struggling offensively. They are also getting unlucky. It's kind of a combination of things.
It's a bad combo.
That still make you feel like at some point they're going to figure this out. But I will point this out because it's the one thing that worries me. And I want to discuss this a little bit more in the second half of the show as well. Every team in history that has failed to meet high expectations has always said, okay, it's still early and we're going to get it going. These struggles aren't indicative of what this team is going to be.
Right.
Every team that has ended up underwhelming over the course of the season has gone through this stage where they say, this isn't who we are. We're going to get through it.
Yeah.
Some teams do get through it. Other teams do not. So there is that concern that, well, you know, maybe this is not the team that we expected them to be. Maybe that was a, you know, we've seen that before where teams kind of have that flash one season. I think the Houston Astros did it before their World Series. They had the good season. Then they had the step back year where they kind of underachieved. Then they won the World Series the year after that. It wouldn't be unheard of that, the Padres might have that season where it just didn't go their way and things weren't as good as we thought that they were going to be. So I look at that and I say, all right, well, I mean, a lot of teams think they're going to make the playoffs and then don't make the playoffs. That's a story you get almost every year in Major League Baseball from at least one or two teams.
Yeah, you don't want to be that team.
You don't want
really
to be that
especially
team.
With the pitching that we have. You don't want to be that team. You go into any series with the pitching that we have currently today without adding a soul, not adding one piece, and you feel like you can compete with anybody in the big leagues. You look at the offense, you don't. I shouldn't say you don't. You feel like, all right, we got a shot. But with your pitching, you feel like, yeah, we could win it all with these guys. You absolutely feel that way. So they'll get it together. They will. And it's a little doom and gloom, going from 8-3 to 10-9. It's just, it's not a good feeling. But, no reason to fully panic yet. No reason to fully
panic. So I took some extra time to try to craft a take on Woods that I thought maybe would give you a little more trouble after you just swept the last couple of days 5-0. 5-2, 5-3, whatever. You got them all.
Yeah.
If you want to try to take down Woods and win a trip to Vegas, $250 food and beverage, we need a contestant coming up next. 833-288-0973. Ben and Woods, half the show still to go here on 97.3 The Fan. We'll be right back.